Hello, this is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you've joined us for this month's Opening the Peaceful Heart call for love. Everyone is muted and we'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. Happy 2022. This Thursday will be the Feast of the Epiphany in the Christian tradition. This feast celebrates the three magi following the star to find the baby Jesus, but in a deeper spiritual sense, it is about the revelation of God or source or spirit to all people. It is about how we seek connection with the divine, bring our gifts, and come together to celebrate our unity. Consider also that the Magi followed a star as they traveled, a powerful symbol of how our journey is influenced by our connection to the natural world. Our meditation today is called Follow the Star and is about seeking connection and finding and supporting each other on our journeys. By the end of the day tomorrow, we'll send you a link for the call recording, and we'll include information about the next call, which will be Sunday, February 6th, and hope you will join us then. And now Karen will open our circle.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle. And as we do that, we are joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a sacred, protected circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And as we begin today, just get to a place where you can sit comfortably and take a few breaths in that space so that you can feel the solid energy of the earth connecting to you, pulsing through your body, moving up through your legs, your hips, your belly, your lungs, your throat, your head, and out through the crown of your head to meet and mingle with the soothing air, the distant moon, the vibrating stars. Let that earth, moon, and star energy come together, commingling with the darkness of night and the bright light of day, and bring that energy back down into your crown, through your head, into your throat and lungs, soothing your belly, energizing your hips, and making solid your legs and feet, firmly planting yourself rooted into the ground and fed by the delightful sun, moon, and stars. And as you sit quietly, take a moment to feel into your desire for spiritual connection. We often experience resistance to opening ourselves to that longing, even when that desire is evident because you've taken time to purposely seek quiet meditation. But maybe your mind is busy chattering, making lists, maybe resolutions. Perhaps the longing itself is uncomfortable to you. Go ahead and sit with the discomfort you may feel. As each thought occurs, simply observe it and imagine it floating away on a wispy cloud. Let your mind get quiet. Allow the busyness to melt away and feel yourself opening to absorb the light of what spirit has to offer you. Imagine yourself moving to the window. And from the window you see a bright, shining star blazing in the dark night sky. It seems to call to you. So you wrap yourself up warmly, and as you start out the door, you notice a small, dark blue stone on the table, It was a gift from a friend, and it has the word receive etched into it. You feel called to bring it with you, so you place it in your pocket and head out into the chilly night. The star seems to blaze brighter with every step you take. There's a dusting of snow on the ground, maybe an inch or so, and you're drawn to a path that cuts through some brushy grassland, where each individual piece of hay-like grass is sprinkled with sparkling snow. You can still see the golden white star, brilliant and beckoning. You focus your mind on each step and feel the sensation of your feet as they hit the ground, each jolt breaking you open just a bit more. Each step sheds a protective layer. Your busy mind settles. You're able to let each thought drift off, and the feeling of longing bothers you no more. Instead, it excites and energizes you. You're longing to see where the star takes you, and you are ready to receive whatever it has to offer. You remember the stone in your pocket, and you put your hand in to feel its smoothness, its roundness, balanced with the rough cut of each letter. Receive. And as you rub your thumb across that word, it becomes a mantra for your journey. Open to receive. Let's take 3 minutes in silence, in opening to receive what Spirit has to offer us. Somehow you've come closer to the light of the star. It feels like it's almost directly over your head, bathing you with its powerful golden white light. And as you feel yourself aligned with its beam, your path opens to a large circular clearing. The starlight reflects on the snow-silver ground, and it's almost as if it's covered with a silky bright white blanket. As you move into the clearing, you hear movement around you. Others step into the clearing, also drawn by the blazing starlight. You smile at one another, understanding that each of you were drawn to journey to this sacred space. Some people are accompanied by their dogs or cats, and some wild animals have also been drawn out of the brush and into the light. They all mingle peaceably, for everyone here knows this is a sacred place. Everyone instinctively gathers in a circle, opening it to welcome each person who enters. Someone is holding a few red roses, and they walk forward and place them in the center of the circle. Another person has brought a piece of driftwood, another a candle, another some evergreen boughs. You remember your receive stone, and you pull it from your pocket and walk forward to place it on the growing pile of offerings, sending thanks to the person who gave it to you so that you might offer it here. The star seems to blaze ever more brightly with each gift. The person to the right takes your hand, and you reach for the hand to your left. Soon the circle is joined as one around a sparkling offering of everyone's gifts. A few people begin a long, low chant. Others join in until there is a booming, beautiful sound reaching to the star above. After a few minutes of this chanting, everyone raises their hands into the air for a moment, and then all together you release each other from the group and back to yourself. As you head home through the night, you carry with you the memory of the many gifts of that circle. And when you open the door and walk into your home, the most familiar objects may seem slightly changed, just a little different, because of that experience of divine connection, which reaches into and blesses the simplest and most humble parts of our lives. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by the end of the day on Monday. And you can always access tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me at karen@karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send and it will find us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. We'll gather again on Sunday, February 6th, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. Until the next time we connect, We're wishing you peace.